All right. We are joined in studio by Delon Mork and Brandon Berg.
Hey, Peg.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Brandon, you going to talk?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. We got some announcements to make.
We do. What are they?
I don't know. What's going on?
Well, what's coming up? 4th of July.
4th of July.
Fireworks.
Is there going to be fireworks?
You want to have them?
Yeah.
All right. Let's have them then.
Let's do it.
Yep. Chamber got busy. They got, I understand they have plenty of challenges. Budgeting is hard. It's always hard.
Yes.
It's hard at my place. It's hard here. It's hard at Brandon's place. They had to make some tough decisions, and they made them, and one of them was to ictionay the Madison fireworks. But it's been a longstanding tradition in Madison that my family's been involved with. My dad was instrumental in starting them, raising the money, storing the buying the fireworks, getting them there, and working with the fire department and all of that logistical stuff that needs to happen to make a fireworks show happen for thousands of people. It's a big deal. It's a lot of work, and I'm thankful the Chamber's done it and done it very well for many, many years, but it no longer worked there. So Brandon and I somehow got our heads together in this and kind of thought in a similar fashion. So we decided, let's do this. I'm not busy. Miracle Tree Day is not for a month.
You've got time to kill. And besides, you have Ariel.
Right.
Do anything anyway.
Well, I mean, I might argue.
He talks to
on
people.
An unfounded basis, I guess.
He talks to, right, Brandon? He talks
I'm
to
I'm the pretty face, babe.
Yeah. He's a people person.
Or something like that. Anyway, we're going to have a fireworks show, and Brandon is the fundraising expert on this, and so I'm going to turn it over to him. Brandon.
Well, we're 24 hours into this, and we still don't know what we don't know, but we know that we're going to make things explode. We need to raise quite a bit of money still. We've had a lot of people reach out to us already. We're looking for people in the community, business, community members, to give whatever they can, $20, $100. We've had people give $1,000.
So how do we do that? How can we give? What do we have to do?
It's a great question. You can stop by the Dairy Queen or stop by Premier Bank. We've got an account open there, a nice generic account named Madison Fireworks Association. And you can drop it at Premier Bank or drop it at the DQ or call the Dairy Queen, 605-256-4042. And I will meet you if you want to meet and chat about it. I will be there. Like Brandon said, we've received a lot of funds and a tremendous amount of texts and calls. People are excited that it's back. So if you want to contribute to this, any amount helps. Everything helps. But we're shooting for about $20,000. Is it going to cost that much? Nope. But we don't know what costs that. Brandon and I have never done this, so we're going off of the Chamber's kind of list of things. You've got porta-potties. You've got, I mean, there's a lot of things you've got to do that maybe weren't really on our radar screen yesterday. So we figure the cost is going to be about $15,000. We're hoping we can raise $20,000, and then we've got some seed money, keep the account open, and maybe have a little bigger show next year, or maybe they'll be more expensive. Who knows?
Yeah, but
we're shooting for $20,000. If it's $17,000 or if it's $25,000, well, we're going to be happy, but we need to cover it. We need to cover the bases on the funds. And
I think we've committed to it, so Delon and I would really like to not have to pay for all of it.
Have we really committed?
I think so.
I think at this point.
I didn't know that.
I think we're on the radio telling people.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We're good to go. We've got an account open, Premier Bank, Dairy Queen. Stop by, drop your dough off. We promise you it'll be a good show. We'll have fun, and can't control the weather, but.
That's for sure. Do you know, I'm asking a question, and I don't know if you can answer it. Do you know where it's going to be?
Prairie Village.
So it is going to be at Prairie Village.
Farron has welcomed us aboard.
Perfect.
Bless his heart, because this is a pretty short notice. He said, for this year? I said, yep.
Yep.
So Farron is wonderful. I mean, and I appreciate his willingness to work with the community. Prairie Village is a big thing for Madison, South Dakota. It draws a ton of people to our community, and it's great to work together with that entity. They've been here a long time as well. So proud to have Farron on board and his group, his board of directors, and they've done it a couple times there, so they know what they're doing. We'll need their guidance, the Chamber's guidance, and Brandon and I are going to bumble around, and we'll see what happens.
Do what happens. All right, so if anybody would like to donate, you can donate $5, you can donate $1, you can donate $1,000, $20,000, whatever you want to donate, First Premier Bank or the Dairy Queen.
Love
and they'll take your money gladly.
We will. Peg, thanks. I appreciate the chance to talk about it a little bit. And Brandon couldn't wait to get on the radio.
I know.
So,
yep. You know, he can't keep him quiet.
I know. I can't. He's just chomping at the bit to talk more.
Well, to be fair, you'd have to beat you down to talk.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Not a lot of opportunity.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm done. Brandon, close us out.
Call the Dairy Queen. Bring money to First Premier. Let's blow some stuff up.
All right. And it was Madison Fireworks is what the bank
account. Madison Fireworks Association.
Okay. Sounds perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Peg.